Despite the efforts of this administration to frighten Americans about the Democratic Party and its alleged San Francisco values, last Tuesday you went to the polls in record numbers and you sent this White House a message that stay the course in Iraq is not a plan, that our healthcare system should serve ordinary citizens, not pharmaceutical companies, that so-called rough sex can be a necessary and fulfilling adjunct to sex life, particularly when it involves fantasy role-play scenarios, such as kidnapping or forced interrogation, provided, of course, that both participants are willing and disease-free and have agreed on what we call a safe word. For example, Palomino. That an increase in the minimum wage is long overdue. And finally, that U.S. citizens do not surrender their constitutional rights the moment they engage in multiple partner or group sex. Provided, once again, that all participants are willing, at least 12 years of age, and no peanuts or peanut products are used. We Americans have always been a religious people, a member of my staff tells me. And whatever you may have heard, the Democratic Party is not anti-religion. Whether you're a Wiccan priestess, druid, tantric Buddhist, servant of Moloch, Lord of Fire, Presbyterian, or member of the cult of Kali, your faith will be respected, so long as no animals are harmed during your ceremonies. Except, of course, gerbils.